Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, periods of rain and fog, a low of 35. A large crowd gathered in Gateway Technical College's Madre Grano Auditorium in Kenosha today to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the theme, The King in You. Keynote speaker, State Representative David Bowen of Milwaukee, the son of Jamaican immigrants, said he was pleased to be in the company of so many people who continue the civil rights leader's dream. Bowen said, "We're in a fight for the soul and direction of the country.
I hope 40 years from now, I'm able to look my grandchildren in the eye and say that I fought as hard as I could, that I did everything that I could to make sure that when they have the same chance to live and build their legacy in this country, that it is different. But I will be hurt if I can't tell them."
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin urged everyone to live by the words of Dr. King. Six Racine residents were honored at the ceremony with humanitarian awards. They are the Reverend Lawrence Terry, Alex Hart Opendo, Nicole and Jeffrey Urquhart, and Warren and Joni Williams. Racine Unified's first community school is doing well, to the point the district leaders are thinking about using the same format at other elementary schools in high-poverty areas. NAP is a brand new building that offers students and parents services not at other schools, including mental health counseling and help in accessing other community services. Superintendent Lali Ha citing their partnership with the United Way.
"We're really grateful that we have United Way partnering with us to do the extra wrap, we call it wraparound, so the teachers can focus on teaching and the principal can focus on running the school, and that's going very, very well."
The wraparound school concept at NAP has been gaining in popularity throughout the nation, and after the school year ends in June, Dr. Haas says they'll take a closer look at how things went and perhaps consider expanding programming. The Burlington Area School District Board is scheduled to meet tonight and could make a decision about holding a facilities referendum this spring. The board held a meeting a week ago to talk things out and reference a community survey. Over 1,400 responses were received, and the majority supported having the referendum, which includes a new middle school, updated and improved facilities district-wide, as well as some classroom program improvements. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee is recommending a new list of streets for public hearings this spring, but after the election, regarding projects targeted for next year. City Engineer John Rooney noted three border projects with Mount Pleasant, Eaton Lane, Indiana Street, and Winthrop Avenue.
"You know, they want to pave these roads. We've been trying to work with city schedule. We realize these are accessible, so they're actually going to put these off. They want to pave them this year." I said, "You can't do that unless we do a public hearing on them." They graciously pushed these off for a year. They're going to be programming them for the 2018 Mount Pleasant budget.
Rooney noted that affected property owners would have the option of concrete or blacktop, though the latter means the possibility of another assessment when the road work comes up again. The Common Council tomorrow night will approve the committee's recommendation to create a resolution for public hearings on the list of targeted street improvements to be held in groups on different dates and by the end of June per city ordinance. Two men were arrested by Pleasant Prairie Police yesterday on gun-related charges in separate incidents. Early Sunday afternoon, a Prairie Police officer made a traffic stop in the area of Highway 31 and Springbrook Road. During the stop, the driver of the car ran but was apprehended a short time later. A loaded semi-automatic handgun was found during a search of the 28-year-old Kenosha man's car. He was arrested on charges that include being a felon in possession of a firearm, resisting an officer, and carrying a concealed weapon, in this case, a knife. A few hours later, an officer making a traffic stop in the 7700 block of Green Bay Road noticed the odor of marijuana, which resulted in a search that turned up another loaded semi-automatic firearm, along with loose ammunition scattered around the passenger compartment. The 26-year-old driver from Zion, Illinois, was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon in possession of marijuana. He also received several traffic citations. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.